Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 7, 2020. Time of accelerated awareness. Question: how did you find out everything that you are talking about? Answer: you will know this as well. I assure you that in the next 1.5 to 2 years from now you will know almost the same thing as me. The methodology today can be presented in an accelerated form because people are now completely different. They can absorb a huge amount of information themselves and correctly understand it. I'm sure that you will realize all of this very quickly. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 15, 2019. My thoughts on Twitter, April 7, 2020. This epidemic is a result of the fact that we are at the last stage of humanity's development, which is called the last generation. So let us finish the egoistic development and go on to a higher degree of existence, which is called life in the upper world. The coronavirus is a result of the misbalance that man has elicited in nature, due to the lack of friendly connections between people. We must exist in an integral system, but we are, on the contrary, separating from each other. Egoism grows and separates us more and more and evokes viruses that are more and more harmful. After the epidemic, people will not be like before, they will get used to the new state. We are starting to perceive the world by feeling that it is governed by the upper force. Everyone is asking, where did the problem come from? What will happen? We have lost the energy to chase the pleasures of this world. What matters most is to live a peaceful life. From Twitter, April 7, 2020. Coronavirus Society. From my Facebook page, Michael Leitman, April 7, 2020. World leaders naturally want to restore the kind of civilization we'd had prior to coronavirus, since they were the ones on top. They had power, control, and wealth, so of course they want to restore it. But COVID-19 changed the lives of all of us, and they will not return to what they were. Once the shock is over, we will discover that our lives have become far better. Until now, we've been driven by ruthless competitiveness. We were at each other's throats, and the only ones who gained from it were the rich and powerful. The coronavirus forced us all to stop and rethink everything. For example, isn't it odd that the economy collapses as soon as we buy only what we really need? Shouldn't it be the other way around, that buying what we really need makes for a healthy market? The virus forced us to return to the basics, to normalcy. If we revert to our old ways, nature has got many more bugs in store. The message it sends is simple: your days of dog-eat-dog are over. If you don't learn to live for one another, you will not live at all. The Mask War. From my Facebook page, Michael Leitman, April 7, 2020. CBS 46 reporters Tim Lister, Sebastian Shuttler, and Fanny Bobill wrote that there is a new kind of global war as countries battle it out for masks and PPE, personal protective equipment. The US diverted 200,000 respirator masks destined for Berlin, Spanish Foreign Minister Arancha Gonzalez-Lasa said an order for ventilators that had already been paid for had been impounded in Turkey. Unspecified American customers had tried to pay Chinese suppliers 3 or 4 times the agreed price to get critical supplies diverted from France. The Brazilian government has also claimed that US demand is vacuuming up available supplies and that they tried to purchase PPE, but a lot of them fell through to American hands. But countries aren't only stealing from one another, they are also preventing exports of equipment, thus testing existing relationships and alliances, according to the article. For example, the French government seized all masks that are made in France, and Newsmax writes that America threatens to take legal action against China for restricting exports of PPE. I understand why they are doing this, it's human nature. At the same time, I understand that this kind of behavior, especially now, will backfire against those countries. UN Environment Chief, Enger Andersen, told The Guardian, "Nature is sending us a message with the coronavirus pandemic. I think it's more than a message, I think it's a warning shot, a scratch on the skin, but of no real harm to humanity. We are surrounded by insects, rodents, and wild animals that we have forced to come near us by ruining their habitat, and each of them carries an untold number of viruses and germs that could potentially be far worse than COVID-19. What if, for instance, the Ebola virus that mutated into a more contagious but less aggressive strain and started the 2014 West African Ebola epidemic had mutated into something even more contagious or more violent? This is just one example, but nature is very creative when it comes to plagues. Those who steal masks are not only harming themselves, they are harming everyone, the whole planet. We must realize that we cannot keep using our egos as if there is no tomorrow. The corona genie is already out of the bottle and demands that we stop. We'd better listen because it can make us pay. There is no place to hide from it, even for the wealthy, who contemplate riding out the plague in their secluded mansions. If the virus could spread as far as Easter Island and sicken someone who has not been in contact with anyone from outside the island, then the virus can go anywhere. The only solution to stopping the coronavirus, and any other bug that's lurking in the entrails of some animal, is to stop the spread of meanness toward each other and toward nature. And we must start with one another and from there advance toward nature, not the other way around. Only once we transition our ill will toward each other, we will be able to transition it toward everything else, climate, trees, animals, and nature as a whole. We cannot learn what care means before we care for one another. We cannot be happy unless we create a society whose members are happy to be together. And if we're not happy, there is no chance we will be kind to nature, to each other, or even to ourselves. Coronavirus is changing reality, Part 9. Coronavirus and anti-Semitism. Question: until recently, you dealt with problems of anti-Semitism, you wrote articles and books on this topic. Suddenly there is this virus, and now you are more engaged in explaining where this blow comes from. Why? Answer: no, I am not particularly engaged with the virus. I understand why it was given to us. This is a fairly simple task. It cannot be resolved as anti-Semitism where it is necessary to explain everything on an ideological level. Question: is there any connection between what is happening now and anti-Semitism? Answer: there soon will be. Soon Jews will be accused of deliberately launching this virus through China and Iran, that is, through their detractors. Comment: it already is in the Iranian media. My response: in Iran, this is understandable. Soon it will be all over the news and people will talk about it. However, there are a lot of things we can do. That is when I will start explaining the reasons for anti-Semitism again. For now it is very difficult to explain to people the connection between the virus and the Jews, between their historical role and the egoistic connection of different nations. From CAB TV's Coronavirus is Changing Reality, April 12, 2020. Coronavirus is Changing Reality, Part 8. At times of global scale problems. Question: does the virus affect only the animate level, our biological body, in order for us to change our attitude at the human degree, that is, on the spiritual, psychological level? Answer: yes. The fact is that the highest connection between people is an emotional one, their mutual relations with each other and the intentions of one person to another. If these intentions are good, aimed at connection, nature moves to its absolute integral state, and then, of course, everything goes fine. People see only the assistance of nature, as far as their actions are good. However, If they establish more and more egoistic relations with each other in order to profit at the expense of others and even harm others, then obviously nature manifests itself in the opposite way with regard to them. This is where all sorts of biological problems come in, like this virus. It can also be environmental problems, wars, or anything at any level, inanimate, vegetative, animate, or human. The main thing is to disperse. As it is written, disperse the wicked, better for them and better for the world. People keep a certain distance from each other in order to gradually draw the correct conclusion and begin to connect again, but in a good way. Question: so nature forcibly integrated us, and now somehow isolates us from each other through cataclysms? Are you saying that according to Kabbalah this is how it influences us? Answer: absolutely. This is what has happened throughout history, starting with the sin of Adam, when there was one single system, which then broke into many parts. Now we must reconnect them by correct interaction with each other. From CAB TV's Coronavirus is Changing Reality, March 12, 2020. From Babylon to Rome, Part 2. Human Nature, to Enjoy at Another's Expense. Question: what ideology united the people of Israel in the times of the First Temple? Answer: it was the ideology of Abraham, who, being a spiritual leader of Babylonians in the times of King Nimrod, discovered a general governing force of nature, the Creator. This force not only unites everything, but also acts as the opposite of itself, disconnecting. All of nature exists on the symbiosis of these two forces, connecting and separating. Question: Baal HaSulam writes that Jews gradually adopted the ways of their neighbors to enjoy life, as their egoism required of them. What is the problem with this? Answer: human nature is egoistic. Its opposite nature is altruistic. In our world, that is, in our consciousness and sensation, only the egoistic nature of the world is revealed, and altruistic only to the extent necessary to maintain its existence. There is another side when the altruistic nature of the world is revealed, and the egoistic exists only to maintain its existence. Question: but why does it say, adopted the ways of their neighbors to enjoy life? What is wrong with enjoying life? Answer: in our world this can happen when you are thinking only of yourself. In general, there is no problem with enjoying life. The problem lies in the fact that you are enjoying life at the expense of others. From CAB TV's Systematic Analysis of the Development of the People of Israel, July 8, 2019. Until the desire ripens. Question: how do two opposite desires coexist in a person when the point in the heart awakens in him? After all, this is completely different from what a person felt before and has practically nothing to do with this world. Answer: it has nothing at all to do with it. This feeling emerges quite unexpectedly, just as any spiritual level imperceptibly manifests. And now you are already in a certain attainment, a certain connection, and even in a more or less conscious relationship with the Creator, and you feel something new. Moreover, each attainment emerges as if it happens for the first time. Question: why does one not follow the other? Why must there be a descent? Answer: it is because it does not happen like in a movie where you sit and watch flickering frames. You must insert your desire and your preparation into every frame. You undergo all kinds of states until the desire fully ripens. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 2, 2020. Shame develops man. Question: suppose I was invited to visit. I agreed with the host that I would come over and sit at the table with him. But how do I tell him that I refuse his food? Answer: this is really a problem. But you come to a state where you simply cannot take anything from the table. The attribute of shame develops in you. This is not earthly shame but a great feeling that you cannot overcome. It binds you and does not allow you to accept anything from the owner. Question: what should I do next with this shame? Answer: what will happen next, we are yet to study. But it is the shame that leads and develops us. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 16, 2020.